Hello, West Liberty. This is Abby. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we're passionately vocal. Today will be another episode on Students with Stories. This is a series on WGLZ 91.5 where college students on campus will come and I will interview a student who will share one of their stories with me. And today I have Elena Cole who wants to talk about her summer vacation. Say hello, Elena.
Hello. So to start this, I'm going to start with a little bit of backstory. My mother, her vacation usually falls on her birthday, which is why we always go places. It's in the summer, so we never had to worry about school getting in the way or anything. And my mom really loves to travel. And now that I'm in college, that hasn't really stopped. So I still get invited to head up with her wherever she's going with my dad and my sister, who's not here, but... Anyway, so this year, for her birthday, she wanted to go to the beach. So last year, we set up everything, we got everything taken care of, where we're going to stay, all that good stuff, so that it would be ready come early June. And we went to the Outer Banks. It's a very nice place. First thing I want to say is the food, amazing. Like, I haven't really had a lot of great seafood in West Virginia, but, like, up there... you can't compare. Some other stuff I want to say, they have a lot of fun activities in the Outer Banks. They have rock climbing. They have the beach, obviously. They have a boardwalk. Just anything you could really think of, it's up there. There's mini golf for anyone who enjoys that. And for our vacation, we rented out, it's not an Airbnb, but it's the same sort of idea where you rent out a house for like a week. So we rented out that so that we wouldn't have to cram people in a hotel, because also my grandparents were coming, so six people in a hotel. It's more difficult like that, so we decided to get, like, the Airbnb. And on the first couple of days, a lot of time at the beach, you know, you get all your necessities for the week, you head to the grocery store. Really, that's, like, the setup days, but after that, we tried parasailing, which I have done once when I was very little with my cousin, but I remember nothing of what the experience was like. Until I got on the boat to go parasailing.
Was it a positive or a negative experience?
I would say it's an interesting experience. I don't like heights, so I don't know why I thought it would have been a great idea. But we wanted to try it again, like the family, since we hadn't done it since 10 years ago.
Wow.
I was real small then. So basically parasailing, you get out on this boat and you go into the middle of the water so you're not next to anything. And they put you in a parachute and you go up. You can choose how far you go up. Basically, you go up some 100 feet in the air and you just kind of glide there until they pull you back to the boat. My dad loved it. My mom loved it. Sister, she was kind of on the fence, but I didn't think it was that great. Getting up and getting down were the easiest parts. It's just sitting up there. Because you have nothing really to look at but the horizon and, you know, down. Everything is down at that point. It's not, if you like heights, it's not great. But it was interesting, I will say that.
If you could, would you try it again?
Would I try it again? I guess it would depend, like, I'm not doing it on my own. Never. No. If it's somebody's, like, if it's a special occasion or something, like it's somebody's birthday or something like that, and they're like, hey, I really want to do this, and we just happen to be somewhere where that's an option. Because, I mean, we live in West Virginia, so not a lot of ocean here. But if for whatever reason we're near the ocean and it's somebody's birthday or something, maybe I would. But I'm not seeking it out on my own ever.
So what other fun activities did you do on your summer vacation?
We did do mini golf, and that was really fun. We did it at night, so the sun was setting, it was really humid, and that was fun. And we also went crab hunting at night, which is where you go out on the beach, it's pitch black, basically, and you bring flashlights, and what you do is you run around out there without shoes, because otherwise it would get all in your shoes, and you catch crabs in the dark. Now, my family doesn't really eat a lot of crab, so we would catch them and then we put them back, but some people take the crabs, take them home, fry them, eat them. I don't do that. My family doesn't do that, but I know it's something people do. You know, plenty of collecting seashells. You can go boogie boarding out on the beach.
So your family's not into seafood?
We like shrimp a lot. We're not really into crab, lobster,
not into
crustacean, I guess.
Oh, shellfish?
Yeah. But we like shrimp a lot. Mm-hmm. You give my dad a breaded shrimp, and I don't expect to get it back. Yeah, speaking of my dad, I know his favorite part, and it was really fun for me, too, was there's a pier at the Outer Banks. I don't know the exact name of it, but basically you can pay the people there, and they'll let you fish out there, like, at night. And it's a really, really long pier. It goes really far into the ocean, and a lot of people come every night. They have live music. They have fresh food. You can go up and, like, get chicken nuggets. You could get... I know they were doing, like, quesadillas.
Mm.
It's like a surf and turf place. Oh, wow. That was really nice. But, yeah, my dad, he loves fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So he really wanted to go to the pier this year. So us, our grandparents, which was my grandma and her sister, they came too. So it was all six of us all huddled out there. And it gets really cold, so just imagine us all bundled up, and you sit out there and you fish, and that was pretty fun. You can catch a lot of cool stuff up there. It wasn't this year, but I know when we went, like, years prior, I caught a baby shark once, and that was crazy. Again, we don't eat them, so we tossed them back, but it was still cool to, like, hold a baby shark.
Now that sounds very impressive.
Oh, yeah. It was only 8 inches? Six. It was small compared to what you imagine a big shark is like. Didn't weigh but 5 pounds, but it was still cool to, like, hold it for, like, the 2 seconds I did. So you could quickly snap a picture and then toss it back in the water. I know people, I've never done it, but I've known people who have caught manta rays. You can catch any of the average fish you think you could catch in the ocean. I've never seen anyone catch a really, really big one. Never seen that, but you get stuff up to a foot long and under, of course.
Wow.
But it's always just a fun experience just to go out there, get some fishing done, get some food. I love food up there. I love food in general, bud.
And what are your favorite kinds of food that you enjoy at vacation?
Well, at vacation, I always get... Well, of course, you can order pizza, but you can order pizza anywhere. But you're going to throw that out there. Love pizza. Speaking of which, going up the Outer Banks, it isn't right in the main area, but if you drive off of it, there's this pizza place that'll give you a pizza that's like as big as your arm kind of width. That's the whole pizza. So all you can only imagine the individual slices, how big those are. I'm gonna say for the record, my family did not finish eating that pizza. That's the sort of pizza you eat 1-2 slices and then attempt to fit it into the fridge. Attempt, because it was a very difficult thing to do. We ended up having to get those big, like, plastic bags fit 5 pounds in it, and then you have to fold the pizza in half, put it in the plastic bag, and then stick it in the fridge and just kind of stack it on top of each other. But yeah, it was at least an interesting place to go to for the novelty. Plus, the pizza tasted really good.
Well, that's great to hear. Mm-hmm. Any other dishes that you enjoy?
They have, like I said, they have a lot of seafood. Mm-hmm. They have great shrimp. Great breaded shrimp, by the way. There's this diner and they make great sandwiches. I always get turkey clubs there. Those always taste amazing. They have great onion rings. Also, I want to say for the record that a lot of fast food chains are up there. So anything you think you could eat, like, around West Virginia, you could also eat there. Like, a night that you're not feeling very adventurous. So there's also, like, safer stuff there if you don't want to venture.
Okay.
The food there, it's just really diverse. There are plenty of fancy places there, too. So just basically to summarize the whole thing, it's a really fun place. I really love it up there. And it's great to go for, like, family vacations because it's not as packed. It's just a nice, quiet place to, like, spend a week.
All right. And for now, that is all the time we have for this part. Come join us in the next part right after this. And welcome back to our summer vacation with Elena Cole. And we're going to finish up this part of the story. So, Elena, continue. All right,
cool. Like I was saying before the break, it's not as crowded as sometimes if it's like, I guess a good weekend would be the way to put it. You can go shoulder to shoulder with people on the beach. You really get that kind of space that you would expect for like a quiet vacation. Now, you go to certain parts of the beach, it's more crowded than others. But the main parts of the beach are, like, you get a good section to yourself. You're not stepping over anyone. You can hike up the sand. It's a really nice thing. And as for other activities, because, you know, that's the funnest part of vacation. And for the record, my mom, she structures vacations in a very specific way. So you're always doing something. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine cutting the day in half. You start the day, you go do something, you take a little break in the middle, grab lunch, and then you end the day by doing something else. That's how my mom always has done vacations. She likes doing something. She doesn't like being an ideal, you know, sitting.
So she's a very organized person. She always has to have something.
She's busy.
To do.
She's organized. Even when she's supposed to be like relaxing, like on a vacation, she likes seeing everything she can see. She loves tourist stuff. Like, I know on the Outer Banks there's a horse tour. Mm. It's not very popular with the locals because, you know, people in big buses looking at horses. But I know my mom enjoyed it because she likes animals. Her favorite thing, though, you have to go. I gotta set some preface with this to try and think of how I can explain this. And if you drive out far enough, you can go to separate islands that are connected through bridges. You have to go to a different island for this, but it's within driving distance. It's half an hour. There's a bear park.
Wow.
It's a national park, and they do bear tours, which means you get in your car. You don't gotta get out, obviously. You don't want to get out with a bear. And you can go dawn to dusk, basically, give or take some hours. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but she would love to go on the bear tour. She went two or three times on the vacation. You get in your car, and you drive out into the park. Because it's a wildlife park, and basically you drive across this trail, and you do it really slowly. And in the park, there are a lot of black bears, brown bears, and they live out there. So while you're driving in your car, if you're lucky, give or take the time of the day, they're sleeping or whatever, you can see, like, a real live bear as close as you can get on a road with your car. And it's really amazing. My mom loves bears. She thinks they're so, like, majestic and, like, course awesome, and she really loved to just go out in her car. She didn't have to get out, didn't have to worry about bug spray, because the bugs out there in the park, bad.
Oh, they are.
You're just driving in your car, right? And you can like see the mosquitoes like on your window.
That doesn't sound good.
That isn't good. I know people bike up there. I couldn't do bike up there. But since you're in your car, the bugs don't matter. They're just something neat to look at. Now, unless you roll down your window, but I don't know why you'd do that with bugs. But yeah, with the exception of bugs, the park is so amazing. It's really like a nice wildlife statement, I guess would be a good way to put it. And seeing bears that close, it's just really beautiful. My mom's really into that kind of stuff. So that was really fun for her. Like I said, she went two or three times. It only takes, if you're going really, really slow, you spend an hour driving through the trail. But you could spend as little as 30 minutes. But my mom liked driving slow through it because she wanted to, like, search every inch of her vision to see if she could see bears. And you could see baby bears up there, too. They're the cutest little things.
They are adorable.
Yeah. So there was that. I know my sister's favorite thing is the water park. Back on the mainland, which is North Carolina. It's off the coast of North Carolina. They have a water park set up, and it has everything you think a water park would have. It has a lazy river, it has wave pool, has plenty, plenty of slides. And my sister, she really likes roller coaster slides, all that really thrill seeking stuff. So she loved going up there. You have to bathe yourself in sunscreen, but with that exception, it's really nice. They have all kinds of desserts there, ice cream, the classics.
Yes.
And a lot of fun stuff to do, too. Like, if you want to do something, like, not as commanding, you can go in the lazy river and sit for an hour and just chillax. You can go on the huge water slides. They have a little kiddie park. They have a, I don't even know what it was, but it's like a surfing area. They had this machine that would basically pump water on a track.
Okay, and how, and what was the end of this vacation? Like, how did your vacation end?
The last day of vacation, it's a very, I guess, more calming day. My mom kind of lets off on the schedule. And it's basically like, if there's anything that we didn't do that you want to do really quickly, you bring it up beforehand and that's the day to do it. Like, if you want to do an aquarium, they have a lot of those up there. Those are very, like, really fun. Mm-hmm. They have turtle programs where they save turtles. That's really nice. That's but yeah, if you want to do something slower, that's the day to do it. And then, you know, you have a nice meal at home. And basically, the last day is, you know, you go to bed upwards of 4 a.m.
4 a.m.? That is early.
The drive back is some 6 hours without traffic, 8 hours with traffic. And my dad really likes to get home as orderly a time as possible so he can put everything away and then go up to his bed and take a nap. Just basically detox from all the driving. Like, if you leave 4 a.m., there's a possibility, give or take how bad traffic is from West Virginia to North Carolina, you won't get home till noon. Like, it gets bad some
that
parts.
That is a long drive.
So, and, like, because then you just got to sit there the entire time. You get car sick. The drive is obviously the worst part of vacation, but it's the most needed part. You need to get out there. You need to get home. We hurry up. We take everything that we packed, put it back in the car, and then you take the long, long drive home. You stop at pit stops here and there, but Dad doesn't like, he doesn't really do like the, unless absolutely necessary, you drive for 4 hours, stay at a hotel, drive the rest. He doesn't like doing that. He likes to get it out, rip off the Band-Aid, do it as quick as he possibly can. So, again, car ride, not great, but you need to do it.
All right, so I'm, okay, so that is our, that is our summer vacation with Atlanta Cole Story. Tune in next time for more Student with Stories episode here on WGLZ 91.5. We're college radio and we're passionately vocal.